One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
When you look at this Baltimore Ravens team, the first thing you notice is that they're 9-2, and right now they've got the second best record in the AFC. And one might suggest, Coach, that they're not, quote, vintage Ravens, but they have found ways to win.
Yeah, they are. They're a good football team with a sense of their identity. They play to their strengths. I think the offense revolves around the talents of Joe Flacco and what he's able to do with his arsenal of receivers. And included in that is Ray Rice, evidenced by the 4th-and-29 conversion last week versus San Diego. They've done a nice job and found ways to win. They take care of the ball. Joe's always done that. He's a great deep ball thrower. He really gives those guys an opportunity to make plays down the field and provides chunks for their offense. And it comes in a variety of people, of course. Smith being the easiest one to point out. He's got 7 touchdowns. And he's a deep threat, talented young receiver out of Maryland. But also guys like Peter at the tight end position and Dixon are very capable vertical threats. The inclusion of Jacoby Jones in their wide receiver group, I think, has been an asset to him. And you can see his role evolve over the course of the season as well.
Well, certainly all those things are true. We look back 2 weeks ago, and the Steeler defense totally shut them down. You mentioned the 3-and-out. On the goal line, they did not get an offensive touchdown. Smith was totally blanked in the game, and you held Ray Rice to 40 yards and 2 yards per carry. Does that give you some confidence that you were able to really shut him down?
You know, we're not lacking in confidence, but but you know, the job still's got to get done. And the critical point that you made there that I hadn't made to this point is, you know, the 2.0 per for Ray and holding him around 40 yards. That's no small feat. This guy is a back for all situations. He is a big part of their passing game, but he is their running game. And it starts there for us to make them one-dimensional, to minimize the effect of their play-action passing game. Because when Ray's running the ball, the chunks that I mentioned earlier, they double or triple due to the opportunities that the run game provides to play-action passing game. So for us in that football game, to minimize those chunks in the passing game, it started, of course, with stopping Ray and stopping him first. And we were able to do that. Doesn't mean that the job would be an easy one this time around, but those are our intentions.
Let me pick up on that. I think it's an excellent point, interesting point. He did not hurt you, as he has in the past, receiving the ball. There have been a number of occasions where him and Leonard had a big pass reception that hurt in a ball game. But if you stop the run, that limits what they can do with Rice in particular as a receiver?
Well, it limits the effectiveness of their play-action passing game, and it makes them take a more drop-back approach. And, you know, that's just a function of regular football. If somebody's looking at 2nd-and-9 and they're going to dial a pass up, chances are it'll be a drop-back, where if they're looking at 2nd-and-5 or 4, they can put their back to the defense with a hardcore run action. Because we're able to get them in 2nd-and-long and keep them behind the chains and minimize what he was able to do in the running game, it put us in predictable passing situations, and we were able to get visual and play some zone coverages and even mix in some man-to-mans and pressures. Then this playing in the defense's favor, and that's what you want. We were good on 1st-and-10, and we need to be in this one as well.
Unless it's 4th-and-29, they still throw a check down to him and had some success with that. Let's go to the other side of the ball. This is what they're most known for. They're missing some key components. You only had the 1 touchdown. That was the run by Byron Leftwich. Have they changed their defense to accommodate different personnel?
They really haven't. Now, you know, what they emphasize might be geared toward the exploits of the people that are playing, but larger, you could easily see it's the same system of football. And really, although they're missing some people, anytime you can say that you still have Suggs on the field, Olote Nada and Ed Reed, I'm not losing any sleep feeling bad for the Baltimore Ravens. They're a talented group. They play to their strengths. Ed Reed generally is going to be in the middle of the field, and that allows him to roam sideline to sideline and do what he does. They're going to continue to flip Suggs and make all your offensive tackles and tight ends be prepared to block him. And Kruger works opposite of him and really had a quality season and a lot of production in his own right. And they funnel things to their linebackers who do a nice job of chasing the ball sideline to sideline and making impact hits.
You know, we talked about doing a good job of Ray Rice. I thought one of the keys going into the game against the Ravens was controlling Terrell Suggs just because of his history. You did a great job with him. He was really neutralized. When they flip-flop like that, is it somebody's responsibility to call out where he is or where Kruger is, and how does that change your blocking scheme?
Yeah, it's easy to find Suggs.
You just have to listen.
Because of his stature and his voice. But... Yeah, they do a nice job of flipping those guys, but it's not anything obscure. It's easily recognized. The deal for us is getting the job done from a physical blocking standpoint and just acknowledging that they're capable of flipping sides. So we can't blindly call formations that are geared toward Suggs being on the right side of our offense or the left side of our offense. They make you be a little bit more multiple and read things on the run, and that's just good sound football on their part.
So when you come out of the huddle, someone's aware of where he is, and if you were planning on having someone over there to help chip him whatever, then that guy will just, based on the call, will go to that side?
Simply flip the formation. But, you know, that requires some coordination and some discussion and some planning, and that's one of the many reasons that I'm sure that they do it.
You mentioned Jacoby Jones, and obviously his touchdown was the game winner. You played another very good returner in Josh Cribbs and did a great job on him. Were you gratified to see that whatever special attention you paid to special teams coverage kind of came to its fruition?
They did do a good job against Cribbs, and you know, we're going to need to have that type of performance, of course, against Jacoby, largely during the course of the game. The last time I thought we did a nice job, but as you can see, one lapse can produce 7 points, which could be the outcome in the football game. So the reality is that every time we kick it off of our punter's foot or off of a tee, we got to cover with the sense of urgency that's associated with that. This guy is a talented player. He distinguished himself down in from Houston, Texas, even prior to Baltimore acquiring him. That's one of the reasons why they acquired him. And we got to neutralize that element of the game and really accentuate our return man. We're excited we potentially have Antonio Brown back in action. We know what type of dynamic return man he is. He might provide a shot in the arm for us as well.
Now we talk about coming up with a game plan to aid a backup quarterback. Some hidden yardage or maybe even a special teams touchdown would help as well.